This is the World Radio Paris series on digital and online urban states, dosing up on well-being and street art around Paris.
Episode 9.
Coming up.
There is that gorgeous excitement that you might not, actually as a performer, I don't get that in the cafes all the time. It's pretty fun because, like, how often do you see a double bassist and a chanteuse walk into your living room? So there's expectation and excitement, and it's just been a really positive experience for me so far.
Today, chanteuse Liv Monahan is inviting you along to your very own concert in your apartment. We'd originally arranged making a gritty stroll around the boulevards of Belleville with the Irish-born singer, but when the 29-year-old jazz vocalist from Cork City in Ireland mentioned a passion for playing intimate jazz cafe concerts in Parisian apartments, well, we just had to bring you your very own. From the cosy confines of your place then, let's catch up with Liv Monahan in her recording studio in Paris's 19th district. Here's Urban States. Bird and Bass, your living room, jazz cafe.
So every clip that you hear is going to be intimate. It's my voice and they're quite atmospheric. So it'll give you a really clear idea of what to expect and what you're going to get in your home, at your party, at your soiree.
The 5 a.m. birds call out to me to stop me plotting, save my soul. The 5 a.m. birds talk a little sweet nothings, and I can't sleep tonight for fear that you might be sleeping soundly and feeling fine.
Lyrics and ukulele there in the track 5 a.m. Birds by our chanteuse Liv Monahan, with an original arrangement that's simultaneously tragic and wonderful and gloomy, and makes for a fragile sound where moments of solitude can be glimpsed.
I think it's really appealing to people who really like some elements of jazz, and they like classic standards and the romance involved in that, but also people who just want, you know, a human experience. Like, I think it's cool on that level.
The chanteuse turns to producing heavy arrangements of well-known jazz standards too, playing in popular downtown Paris jazz venues with her successful duo Bird and Bass, mainly at Café Universel in Paris's Latin Fifth District and also Sunset Sunside in the First, both given 5 stars in Paris's Time Out venue guide.
Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds, isn't it bliss? Sunday is gloomy, my hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers.
When Liv isn't playing to a spellbound downtown jazz crowd, the Paris Jazz Café Liv brings into your apartment is a reminder of a sophisticated 1920s Paris, known for being the glittering centre of all that was new and daring.
It's pretty fun because, like, how often do you see a double bassist and a chanteuse walk into your living room and set up? It's pretty exciting, and everyone has always been really, really welcoming and really exciting when they see us, and a little bit surprised, because some of them have been surprise gifts for people. And you're also getting a lot from the experience as well, because you're in different parts of Paris and you're meeting very different people. Most recently I played in the Saint-Germain-en-Laye, which is a really beautiful suburb in Paris. And so basically this concert came about through the son of the spectators contacting me through the startup Concert en Opar. His parents were celebrating their 60th anniversary, which is very special. And he was totally in love with the vibe and the sounds on the site, and he was like, this is going to be perfect for my parents, and especially my dad, because he's totally wheelchair bound. We had a wonderful conversation through the site. I mean, we never actually spoke on the phone or anything like this. It was all done through the site, and it was super seamless. It was great. He knew exactly what he wanted. He explained everything to me, and he was interested because I specify on my profile that I give very intimate recitals and intimate concerts, and it's got a jazz flavor. The smallest audience I've ever played for, and this was especially beautiful because I was playing for somebody who would not be so easy for them to get to the city center and see my concert.
And what of the name bird and bass, its origin? And how does the name favour a jazz vocalist working in what's more often than not a male-dominated scene?
People might say it's quite a charged word. And the whole bird thing, for me, it's a reclamation of the word, and very empowering as well. I suppose there's a kind of a secret story relating to the bird and how that came about. It was a sort of a funny thing and not so empowering, not as empowering as it is now. It's been really lovely because it's got so many beautiful connotations, you know, the bird and music and flight, exploring and travel, and which is kind of actually what all of the music projects I do are about, meeting new people and learning new things and spreading wings. And then, of course, you've got your jazz references, like, you know, the bird, Charlie Parker, and there's plenty of things like that. And the bird features so much in songs and lyrics, and I use that a lot in my projects. So the bird and bass, it's a fun sounding name, and it's stuck. So I'm going to continue working on bird-focused projects.
Paris, said Gertrude Stein, patron of Hemingway and Picasso, was the 20th century. It was the place to be. Okay, so let's localise her words a bit. Actually, it's your apartment that really is the place to be. And you can book your own 1920s era Paris Jazz Café concert direct in your own apartment via a Paris-owned website called Concert en Appart. That's Concertenappart. Concert en Appart. Here's the wondersome Live on a final note to set you at ease and to let you know how you can get in touch.
It's got such a beautiful intimate quality, which is something that is really important in the music that I do. Coming from a jazz cafe background, which is normally very intimate, this would be a pretty seamless progression. People can find me through Googling Liv Monahan, of course, or on the site. So that's Monahan, M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N, and my first name's Liv, L-I-V. I go into the intimate category, so I'll be listed with a group of other artists who are putting themselves into that genre, and using taglines like jazz and blues and ballad, things like this. People can also find me by actually selecting their sound level. I'm in the intimate category, so if you have troublesome neighbours or irritable neighbours, I'm your woman. I'm definitely on a lower sound rating. You can click on Sway, a sample from an EP I recorded for the Bird and Bass project last Christmas, and that would give you a very good idea on the sound that we're going to recreate for you in your living room.
When November rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me sway as only
sway me now.
For Urban States on WRP, World Radio Paris, this is Out Urban Arts Boy. The next episode kicks off 1st of December, which is World AIDS Day. We're with ACT UP Paris, who are launching a new zero contamination campaign for HIV prevention.